Yo, listen up, man. This was a conversation willing to happen, right? You know, definitely in the works. Now, first of all, right, so break down exactly how do we get...
Wait. Introduce him first.
Like, stay this though, right?
Hey, bro, for people who don't know who he is or who know who I am...
Okay, bro, no jumper niggas like know who he is, but I bet. Yo, welcome back to No Jumper, all right? This is AD,
hey.
All right? And this is 16 Shot Him.
What's up?
Now, Adam, I think, like, texted me, right, a few days ago. And he said, yo, listen, you're going to sit down with 16 Shot Him, and we need somebody to mediate. I first said, yo, listen, like we don't need, like, a fucking mediator, right? Right? Like, I said, yo, listen, man, bro, right? Like, yo, like, we're both grown men, right? Like, but Adam said he needed big AD to be here. So AD is here, man. So break down, man, exactly, like, what led to us being here and, like, why you hit up Adam, you know, like, trying to, I guess, like, speak on something.
I didn't.
No?
Yeah, I ain't asked for this interview.
Yo, bro, Adam be setting it up then, bro. Like
I hit up Adam about you, though, but it wasn't about an interview.
Talk to the mic,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Bring it down then.
I hit up Adam about you
mm-hmm.
because, like, the shit you did on the last, well, not the last one, but, you know, the shit with Kevo Manager.
Uh-huh, okay.
And the issue with me is not, like, you giving him a voice because I seen you say, like, I do the same thing you do. I just gave him a platform.
Yeah.
That's not the case.
Okay.
You start the call off, what's the clout chasing at 16? Like, you know me or something. Like, you disrespecting me already. Like, you voicing your opinion on some shit you don't know nothing about. And that's what I had an issue with. And then you continue with it, talking about some word on the street. He's scared to come outside and this and that. Who said that? What streets you on that told you that?
He don't know no street. He just talking with the internet.
Like, who's saying that? Because I ain't heard that.
Here, so.
I do interviews outside. Like, that's how I eat.
Right here, so break it down, right? So, but the first part was the cloud chasing part, right? So, so who's Miko?
That's somebody that's on a case with Kevo. His co-defendant.
Okay. Is he a lit rapper?
No, that's his co-defendant who said he snitched on him.
And that's where, like, the cloud chasing part come in, right? Because, like, you did the interview, right, solely to expose Batman Kevo.
No, he did the interview to expose Batman Kevo. Somebody walked up somebody. I had no idea who Miko was.
Platform, though.
Yes.
And bro, that's cloud chasing. Right?
How's that cloud chasing? That's his co-defendant. It's multiple.
Here's why, though, right?
Multiple people in Chicago saying he's a rat. Is he not the only one?
I can show you
multiple videos.
Right? So, like, look. So, like, there's nobody, right, who would say, yo, bro, like, let me, like, come up here, right, and like, expose somebody. Like, for example, right, Miko didn't have, like, a great, like, storyline, you feel me, right? And he's a nobody, right? So, for you to say, yo, I'm about to, like, interview this, like, absolute, like nobody.
Who says he a nobody? Kevo told you he nobody?
His views, bro.
Wait a minute, Vlogo. You could say the same thing when it comes down to No Jumper. If somebody got a story about somebody, Adam may take the interview.
Nah,
that ain't clout chasing when it comes down to it, is it?
Bro.
And they've been, right? They been saying this for a long time that he's a rat. It is a rat on their case. It's a confidential informant on their case. It's people paperwork that's sealed. If everybody's saying that you told, how am I clout chasing by giving them a voice? That's what I do. My platform give people voices that people scared to give voices to.
So, right? So, again, right? Bro had, again, like, bro's not like a lit rapper, got ain't going on, right?
It wasn't a rap interview, bro. You keep talking about a rap.
You brought him on it, right, with the purpose to like, expose Batman Kevo, right?
The purpose was to get the story out and see if it's true or not. I even offered Batman Kevo a chance to talk.
So, it brought him on, like on, right, with the what? Like what's, like, up with the sole purpose of it, too?
They reached out to me.
And you accepted. And what was the sole purpose of you accepting that like interview?
Because I knew it was a story. I knew it was a story that people was gonna pay attention to. And people talking about it, people wanna know what's happening.
And you brought him on with the sole purpose of saying that Batman Kevo ratted, right?
No, his purpose was to say he ratted. I wanted to hear what he had to say. I wanted to know how he ratted. I wanted to know why do you think he ratted? Like, what's the proof? Like, what make you call him a snitch? Why did the other dude in the interview call him a snitch? Why is 5-6 other people call him a snitch? That's what I want to know. Why?
My thing is this, right?
What's the issue with that, though?
Right? If, like, for example, though, right? If let's say, like, AD, right? If we're interviewing AD about AD, and, like, AD, like, has, like, a cool story, cool, right? But, like, let's say, yo, AD coming on to, like, speak on Batman Calvin Ratton, or Apothy ratting, right? That's clout chasing to me, right? Meaning, yo, bro, like, why would you just like put somebody on just to like smut?
You know, the co-defendant is?
Yeah.
So how is that clout chasing? Who better to ask about if a nigga told, but the nigga on his case? The nigga's on his case.
Right.
Who else do I talk to?
Bro, you bring it on right, somebody, right? With the sole purpose of finding out whether or not that nigga told. And to me, that's foul.
Look, let's not act like if somebody had some information about somebody and they told Adam, hey, I want to sit Adam there and it, Adam is going to do it, nigga.
Nah, bro.
Yes, he is.
So what you
call, I know a nigga longer than you.
What you call big folks for?
Who?
What you call big folks for? Little folks, whatever.
He's entertaining. Like, yeah, that's fuck.
That ain't clout chasing?
How?
How is he relevant in a situation? Who is he?
He's like entertaining as fuck. I want to talk to him.
Who is he?
Huh?
Who is he?
Entertaining ass like white nigga who's online.
He's not white.
He's white.
He's not white.
Oh, I thought you meant white folks. Got you. Big folks is Kevin manager.
Yeah. What he got to do with the situation?
Right. So, right here. Right. So right. Cool. Right. So like Ben and Kevin, right? Heard that you was on, I guess, like the show, right? On like Tuesday show.
That's another thing. Y'all last time I called in, I didn't call in. I was mad at my business.
Yeah.
Y'all
right.
Call me.
Yeah. Right. So Ben and Kevin said, yo, listen up, bro. Like, things need to be cleared up. I'm not giving him no clout, right? So have big folks like tap in now, and he tapped in and told his piece. You feel me? So like, I don't see nothing.
Isn't
like.
Isn't that the same thing?
How?
It's the same thing.
No.
You didn't know who Big Folks was. Somebody told you about him to basically clear up a story.
It's not the same thing.
And he got nothing to do thing. With the situation at all.
He did, though.
I never met this man a day
Flacco,
in my life.
It's the same situation that he did that it, you
it's
did.
Not,
was you familiar with Big Folks before Kevo told you to talk to him?
Bro.
Was you familiar with him before Kevo told you to talk to him?
No.
Okay, then. So if you didn't know him, it's the same
though.
Thing.
No, right? It's, again, like, it's way different. And, like, here's why, right? And he came on, well, no, listen, right? And he came on this platform and said something about Bam and Kevo, right?
Adam called him.
Yeah, right?
I was on the episode.
Yeah, right? And Bam and Kevo wanted to clear out his piece, but didn't, like, want to say, yo, listen
ask
up,
him
bro.
Why he didn't want to speak.
He's up,
he wasn't fucking busy, bro.
He's rich.
How you so busy, but you harassing me? A broke-ass cameraman.
Can't say busy, though. He said, like, he didn't want to, like, speak on it.
And, he can't and speak on it.
Give you clout.
And what you mean, give me clout, bro? Y'all think Kevo's somebody for real? Y'all believe this illusionist image? Y'all believe these fake-ass bots and followers, bro?
What?
Don't nobody fuck with Kevo in the city, bro. He's a nobody. I don't need to chase clout, bro. I do interviews and help people get exposure.
Wait. Or you saying, right, again, but right, that currently, right, that, like, Batman, Kevo, and you are on, like, the same level?
Financially, no, but I got way more respect than Kevo.
Again,
and I'm
respect
not,
is
I,
cool,
I'm not
right? But clout,
shit.
No, right? Again,
I don't know what his clout is.
Man,
he's a fucking fraud, bro.
Bro, right now Kevo has more clout than you, right?
He paid his way, bro. He pays for friends. He pays for vlogs.
Regardless,
he for
though,
that
bro,
shit,
right?
That shit is not organic, bro.
But
You think I really gained something from this shit with Kevo?
Of course you did, bro.
What, like 4,000 or 5,000 followers?
Subs, attention. Yeah, of course, right? Yeah, of course.
No.
Bro, you did.
No.
Everybody gaining something from this. It's a conversation.
What? 160,000 views,
don't,
right?
It don't matter whatever the situation is.
I do that,
is.
Though. That's what you mean? Like, I do that. That's,
bro,
that's regular.
Bro, my thing is this, right? Again, and like, I like stand by it, though, right? Saying this. If that person, like, you know, like Miko, right? If you're only interviewing him just to, like, quote unquote, expose or like speak on Kevo, like telling, to me, that's cloud station. You, again, like, I see it differently, right? That's how I see it. Now, listen, right?
You think 1090 Jake a cloud chaser? Would you call him a cloud chaser?
Yeah.
What? How?
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, of course.
How?
Huh?
Okay, then what are you then? Because you make videos about all type of shit.
Nah, bro.
You not a clout chaser?
Right?
You just be saying shit, too.
Just blog, though. No, wait. Right.
Like, you got to be credible.
No, listen.
You
Hold on. Huh. Radio. You gotta put yourself under the same microscope you put under other people on.
Yeah.
So if 1090 Jake is picking up stories, that's his niche. Bro, I do the same thing. So am I a clout chaser?
Wait.
Am I a clout chaser?
How though, right?
I'm asking. We talking about stories and not picking up stories.
No, right? Wait. It's not picking up stories though, right? Bro, go out of his way, right? To find paperwork of folks snitching who folks ain't never did shit to like him, right? That's cloud chasing.
You did the same thing with YSL though.
Who? How?
You put out stuff, paperwork that was on that you put it on your page.
It's a news story already though.
So a credible source has to post it for you to post it?
It was a news story already though, right? Like, right?
I'm just saying, does a credible source have to post it before you post it? So basically the big dogs got to post it. If you report on it, then it's no longer clout chasing. But if somebody goes out their way to try to get a story, then they're clout chasing. So 1090, he talks about.
Though, right?
Okay.
I'm saying though, right? Again, Thug and Yagotti, right? Them getting booked for a RICO, that was a national story, right? So me posting some shit on a national story already, that's not clout chasing. And however, right? Joe Blow down the block with like 10,000 followers though, right? Who ain't never bothered nobody, don't got no issues with like 1090 Jake or nobody, and that nigga just go digging just to like expose a nigga for what? For clout? That's clout chasing. But hey, that's just me though, you feel me? I ain't a street nigga.
What's wrong with exposing the rat? They did what they did. Like, they did it.
I feel like, right, like going out of your way to quote unquote expose somebody, and they not like a storyline, like they're not relevant, right? Is you just going like out of your way to expose a nigga because he told? I don't see how you know, like that's like fair or relevant. But again, bro,
if it's the truth, what's wrong with it though?
What?
If it's the truth, what's wrong with it?
Is Baby Kevin the truth?
What you mean by that?
Kevin, right?
I believe so. I don't know though.
Can't put on a nigga unless you got paperwork. So we ain't gonna call nobody that right now.
Bro, and like that's my point though, right? But he brought the ball with the sole purpose to call Kevo a rat for like one hour.
No, it wasn't. His purpose is calling him a rat. My purpose is to get his story, bro. I break stories. That's why the stories be big. You break stories. You don't keep talking about recycling.
You used to like doing the same exact thing. This ain't no different.
What?
Like with your stories and stuff.
What you mean? Am I used to doing the same thing?
So you said like you get stories, like, so just like he's saying that you clout chasing for this, is this out of the ordinary what you do with your content usually?
Nah. Like I don't just interview with people that's exposing people all day and every day. So nah.
So then like why Kevo then?
What you mean why Kevo? They reached out to me, bro. I didn't have no issue with Kevo. I never had met Kevo or talked to him for me to have an issue with him.
So before all this happened, all the shit going on, you didn't have no problem with them, and then they hit you up and said, we just want a platform to say X, Y, and Z, and you just let them do that.
Yeah, and they been hit me up, and I didn't even respond at first. It took a family member that knew these people that told me, like, nah, he know Kevo for real. Listen to him. They got to show me pictures of them together. They got to show me, and then I go online, and I see Kevo say he don't know the dude. He never met him. So that's already like, all right.
And they got pictures together.
Yeah, I got the shit in my phone. I can show y'all right now. I got a lot of shit in my phone to show y'all. So it's like, it wasn't no issue with him. The issue came because once I dropped the interview, he went online and basically like discredited my platform and said that I'm a fraud and I want to take down all the Chicago lit artists and don't fuck with me. That pissed me off. I responded. I was about to get on some other type of shit. Then I thought about it, like, he don't present himself as no tough guy, no gangster shit. There's no purpose of taking that route with him. He went online and played.
Who, Kevo?
Yeah.
Now Kevo gangster though.
Hold on. Let him finish.
He went online and played with me online and tried to discredit my brand and made me look bad. So my response was to do the same thing, but I didn't tell one lie. I basically, this was like a warning, like, you know, some internet shit, we could play on the internet. You want to play with me on that, we could play. His response after that, instead of like clearing up if he a rat or not, was 16's gay, he fuck with trannies. Like, so that made me believe you a rat now, because you realize just lie. That was your response. Instead of clearing up if you're a rat, because that's what I asked you to do, clear up if you're a rat or not, show the paperwork. Instead of doing that, you change the narrative and try to say I'm gang folk of trannies. And then when I get on your ass and I really get to call you a rat because I believe you're a rat and everybody else get to call you a rat, you fake and want to squash the beef with me because you know if I'm the person that got people saying this shit, if we get cool and I stop saying it, they going to stop saying it. So that's how that live came about. That was damage control for him. That wasn't genuine at all. The whole time he's belittling me, talking about it's Kevo's bag, it's 16's bag. It's what Kevo could do for you, it's what 16 could do for you. So I'm knowing this all like trying to save your image. You even promoting a documentary, like none of that shit was genuine. So that's why I really believe he thought thought believed that he was a rat because it's like, why not show your paperwork?
Hold on, let him finish.
Why not show your paperwork? Like, you called me a pedophile, went on the fucking pedophile website and typed my name in. Why he couldn't do that with his paperwork? Why respond with a lie?
So where did tranny shit come from?
And it's proof, and it's, I don't know, it's proof that he lied about that, because when we did our talk, he said that he lied about that shit on a lie. Like, you saying where it come from? I want to show y'all. Like,
no, I'm saying, for somebody to say, hey, he fuck with trannies, like,
nobody ever said
just,
that
he
shit.
He just threw that shit out the water, out of nowhere.
Yes, bro. I'm about to show you some shit.
Missing.
Hold on, no.
Point though, right?
Nah, listen to this. This type of shit.
You just text me like, you know, saying something like, well, I'm gonna do this and do that, and you don't see me texting you saying I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that to you, which you know I can make up any type of finesse on anything, any platform, and make you look the worst, and just say anything. Period. You know what I mean? So like, why would you? You feel me? Try to finesse like you. That would let you know that you're more mad, because I'm not even mad at you, even if you moved on. Like, you know I don't care.
Like, he's telling you what the fuck he do. He pays blog. I got bloggers I could call. That's like, it's a reason why no Chicago blogs posting no bad about me. It's out of town people, because all the Chicago people knows him and they know his tactics.
Because they're receipts, though.
He called them asking to say this, and they, bro, get off my phone. Yo, ass a goofy. Fuck your money. It's taking out of town people. It's taking people like you. It's taking.
Do you have any proof of that though? Like,
yes. Show me a Chicago blog that says something bad about me.
No.
Do I got proof of that? That he's paying blogs?
No, right? He caught up a Chicago like blog, right?
How and you get said, Big Folks' number?
Huh?
You ain't know Big Folks.
Big Folks is Kevo's manager.
Exactly. How did y'all get in contact?
Who, Kevo?
They contacted you, right?
No, well, kinda, right? So I posted it about Kevo, right? Saying, yo, like 16 shot him, F. Cavill's wife. He said, bro, like, that's not my wife, dog. Like, why would you, like, post that shit up, right? So then, like, you know, he called me, right? Right? So, like, we talking, right? Cool, right? He said, yo.
What? That's not his what?
It says, Kevin Ford, Dominic Harris, blah, blah, blah. Wait. This is just like a what? Like what? A what?
It's a marriage license, I think.
Bro, it's some skin shit, right?
You trying to come over? No, wait.
This looks like.
I ain't never got married, bro. I just know
this looks like a real paper, but I can.
Yeah, bro. Like,
let me see.
It's some scan shit, right? Right, like.
What you got paid, bro? Keep on, bro.
Bro, listen, right? If Kev was married, right, bro?
Wait. Why is it easy as fuck to find out?
Just go online and type it up.
Hold on, quick. Why does it matter if he was married or not? Anyway, in the context of things,
I'm just pointing out lies.
No,
every lie I could point out, I'm showing, because I got multiple times he lied.
Because of the lie, though, right? So again, my thing is this, right?
No, why does it matter if he was married?
No, wait, though, right? But listen, right? If Kev was married, though, right? It's easy as fuck to point out. Go online and like look for it, right, and pull it up. But like, that still haven't come out yet, right?
You did Kev, that?
No. Right? Kevin just saying, yo, listen, man, like, why would you like post up like the title of "That's My Wife," and me and her are like not legally married? Which I said, right? It's then, you know, it's like my fault then, right? Cool. Let's turn that back to you though, right? So you like said right, yo, like.
No, you're not changing this. What we just talking about is him contacting blogs and getting and trying to change the narrative.
Proof he got of it.
Did they contact you?
Who, Kevo? Yeah.
All right, that's all. That's all.
It wasn't
So that's what I'm saying. So it's what I'm saying is true.
Put up though, right?
Did I contact y'all?
I don't know, right?
No.
Right. So listen, Rice. Kevo hit me up though, right? But he never said, yo, like post this, right? I asked, yo, listen, like, if he said this. And you're saying that, yo, that this is wrong? Yo, like, come on and like, speak about it. Kevo said, bro, listen up, bro. Like, I'm up here. He's down here, right? I can give him no clout. Talk to Big Folks, which is his manager. So I said, all right, cool. You feel me? Right? So, like, it wasn't Kevo saying, yo, bro, like, post this. But no, like.
So, when you talk to, what's his name?
Big Folks.
When you talk to Big Folks, what did he tell you?
What? Like.
In the context. Like, what was your conversation like?
On camera?
No,
or
regardless of what was the conversation in general,
is hair, right? So like he, well, hair, right? So like I called him though, right? And he said something like, again, like the pedophile shit, the like, and he's capping about the wife shit, you know, how you're like scared to like come outside in Chicago, right? 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 So, hey,
you know, right? Well, you ain't in Chicago. You be saying Kev on Chicago though?
Rich as fuck. Why would he go back?
Bro, it's a reason he don't want to do that interview. He's it don't rich. Got nothing to do with being rich. It don't got nothing to do with being busy, bro.
Yeah, bro, why would Kevin look at the trenches, questions. Bro?
He's not no fucking from Chicago. He's born in Chicago. It's a difference. That's why when he tried to prove he was from, show the birth certificate. Don't know a nigga where they from, show. Most niggas don't even, they mamas got their birth certificates, bro. Like, he not from Chicago. Ask him to show a high school picture. Ask him to show a
And where did Kevin get booked at, though?
Anybody get arrested in Chicago? I got arrested in fucking Philly.
Got arrested with like three homes though, bro. Right. So how can you like say he's not from there when he was living there when he got arrested?
You want to ask his blood brother Corvell Ford where he from?
Bro, listen though, right?
I got that on voice.
But bro, listen though, right? But bro,
look,
it's bro. Facts though, right? Kevel was living in Chicago when he got like booked for like the scam shit, bro. Right.
I don't know, bro.
How
it's a difference between being living somewhere and being from somewhere, bro. I'm living in LA. I'm not from LA.
But bro, right? Here, right? So you're saying right?
He says he's from Chicago. He telling me I can't come outside the city that I'm really from, that I'm really outside of it every day. Ain't nobody.
Have you been outside though?
Yes. What you said a word on the street. I still wanna know what street you was on that told you that. Like who told you that?
A bunch of people, right?
The internet,
right?
Well, I ain't seen it.
Oh shit, my bad, bro.
Let me tell you something.
Nah, bro. You know who told you, bro?
Nah, who? Nah, said it too, right? But like, bro, right? There's people, right? Like from from Chicago, right? Again, including big folks and
people say they know.
Kevin, right? Nah, come on, bro.
Who you know from Chicago, bro?
What, bro? I'm a fucking blogger. I know everybody, my nigga.
So who's saying it?
A bunch of people.
So why ain't none of Chicago blogs saying it?
Bro, I don't know shit about the like the blogs and that, right?
I just want to know who's saying it, because I ain't heard.
A bunch of people, bro.
So it should be out there then.
It's out there.
That should be the narrative. I didn't see not one blog.
It's out there, bro.
You the only nigga.
Me?
Yeah.
When?
You said it.
He's saying
it. I posted about it? Nah.
Are you saying the other big outlets is posting about him, saying this shit about
not
him?
Not even the what? Small ones.
What?
Nobody.
Like, who else other than big folks did you hear this information from?
It Kendall, right?
Where, Flacco?
No.
You know, and then.
No blogs posted it, right? Right?
Who?
No blogs posted it, right?
Who? Name one.
There's name
no,
one.
No, I just said one. No blogs posted it.
Okay, so where did you get, you said word on the streets, you got information about him. Who else did you hear from other than big folks that was discrediting him?
That's it's what niggas though, right?
Who's the niggas?
Bro,
you be here.
Bro, listen up, bro.
I be talking about this cap ass shit, bro.
I'm a blogger, bro. Bro, listen, bro. I got 30,000 followers, my nigga.
Lock off.
Wait.
Hold on. Don't put my head down.
Oh, shit. No, wait. Bro, listen, right? Bro, look. Look, right?
How you gonna be a blogger? You ain't incredible, bro.
How?
You can't even stand on your word. You can't prove this shit. You just be saying shit.
I just want
to
know.
I'm a fucking blogger. My niggas told me this shit, my nigga.
You really got who's potential. Niggas, like, you entertaining. You funny. What? You could do this shit.
He funny
like,
as hell.
All the other extra shit you doing, bro, that's going to be your downfall.
I should tell niggas like who told me like.
No, I'm just saying.
My sources, bro.
No,
like,
listen.
Come on, bro. Like, that's dumb.
Fuck the source. Fuck a source.
How's it capping though?
He asked you who.
He said it too.
Did you hear something about other
people?
You said it's on the internet.
No. Niggas who like
I don't know. I don't know nothing about nothing. He's saying there ain't nobody posting it. You saying that niggas is telling you this and it's out
there. Yeah.
So I want to know who the fuck lying right here.
What would I tell you who told me?
You said a lot of people.
Yeah. Bro, listen. Oh, shit, my phone down there, right? But bro, listen. Right?
All
right,
look.
But bro, listen.
Look, just,
bro,
just,
listen, right?
Just show him on your phone.
All right?
You know what I'm saying? Show him on your phone.
And I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to see.
Where your phone at?
Show me.
I want to see all these people.
I ain't going to tell the source. I just want to see.
Wait, it's coming up.
You got the lighter?
Here. Let me go to the day Kevin hit me up. 1 second.
You say who? Who hit you up?
No, here, right?
Hold on. Let him show me. I want to see.
Just say Kevin.
No. I'm saying right.
The day of.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It's a nigga. We're gonna see. Here. Let me type in this nigga name. If I had no head, hit Jay from here, 1 second. It's this nigga right here, right? Let me see.
Wait, just show me the comp, though. The comp. I ain't gonna say who it is.
No.
I'm not gonna say who it is. I just wanna see.
Tell me, here, right here. Let me show you, you know, like we talked about him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he called me here, but let me just show you. And us talking
that's
about
Instagram or text?
No. Like this is text from here. When was our show again? Let me see.
I just want to confirm.
Yeah, right.
Let me see.
Here, right. So again, this is like a phone conversation, right? But you see, like us like talking about this nigga, right?
Wait. Let me see.
What here?
Okay, wait. Okay, the first thing he says is, "Who was 16 spot him?"
No. Right. No.
You know who I am.
No. Listen, right? I said spot him. His name is Shadow.
Right. I know. Okay. Let me see.
Right. So,
scroll.
So Shadow, no, right?
Oh, yeah,
he says visuals, right? Right. And then he said,
"Look,
bro, what, bro? Listen, right, So look, he says, look though." Oh,
I'm not gonna say the context of what the conversation was, but that's not the same as
you. Knows him though, right? Right?
I'm saying what you just said. Somebody was saying that stuff about him.
He told me though.
No, he didn't say that,
bro.
I just read, bro.
We talk every day, bro. That's my nigga, like
Flacco. You tell me what I just seen out of my own eyes ain't real.
I hope you're not talking about the dude that worked for you, bro.
Nah,
the blog shit.
Nah, bro.
All right, look. So if you didn't say it, let's read it then.
No, listen, right? This is my nigga, though, right?
No, we're not gonna say.
We talk every day.
No. Listen. We're not gonna read the person whose name it is.
Listen, though, right?
No.
I'm telling you, though, right? Look, he put me onto him, right? He's my nigga,
bro. The first thing he said is, "Who's 16, bro?"
No, spot him.
Okay,
so shout out is his name. You feel me,
bro? A nigga that know me gonna still know who you talking about.
How?
16,
he put me up, listen, right? He put me up, right? He didn't follow me and shit. Look, right?
I'm
look.
Just saying, what I read right now,
look, right?
Is not the same as somebody telling you about him.
No. I'm saying, bro, this is my nigga, right? We talk every day, right? He put me on for
Flacco,
this nigga.
You
follow me.
You saying the same shit. You ain't saying shit, dude.
Right?
Flacco,
how?
This you my nigga. You my guy, man. I ain't about to sit here and lie on camera.
We talking thinking right now. You trying to buy time.
How though? Listen, right? Listen, right? But.
You keep saying this.
Read the shit. He told, listen, right, bro. Bro,
get to
right?
I don't know. I ain't gonna let nobody touch it. Watch out, okay? Watch out.
Look, right. He told me like he was following me and shit like that, right? I didn't even know. You feel me? Right? So like, right?
A lot of irrelevant shit, right?
Right.
Now, what I just read wasn't the same as somebody telling you about him through the streets.
Bro, listen, bro. We talk every day, right?
Just admit you lie, bro.
How, bro? Listen, right, bro. Look at this though.
I feel like y'all locked in because you had a little.
How do we talk every day, my nigga?
I'm talking about you and Kevin though because you was a little too biased, bro.
How too biased by Kevin?
You started the call. What's to clout chasing at 16, bro?
Bro, it's clout chasing, my nigga.
Bro, what you just said now? Yeah, you're the homie. I don't know.
Yeah, with though.
Listen,
right?
Hold on. You the homie.
Yeah.
I don't know, cuz.
Of course.
You feel me? So my thing right here is to have your back when it comes down
to it.
But if you say something, bro, I'm gonna make sure that you stand on it. What you just showed me out of your phone wasn't somebody telling you about this man.
He knows him though, right?
No. I'm saying what you just showed me out your phone was not the same as what somebody saying about this man. He didn't know who he was. And you said something describing him.
Yes, we talk every day. Right,
he says a lot of people that said this.
Who?
Shit.
Yes,
I'm just
bro. I'm telling you, bro.
Show him a number two.
It's the native, bro. Listen, right. I finna go through every fucking DM in my shit, right?
That one wasn't a good one.
Right, right,
you my guy,
right,
though.
Right now,
you.
Right.
You my guy.
Listen, right.
The first one should have been the best one.
Same bro told me right. He was following me right again. Bro knows your shit, right? But I'm like again, but you saying though, right? That like me calling you like a cloud chaser is a bad thing or wrong, bro.
All I'm saying is
me,
you,
right?
you came with a certain energy already, which shows
what's
going on.
How though?
I would have thought we was into it. I don't even know you.
Why? For clout chasing?
Because why are you calling me out my name? My name not clout chasing.
You clout chasing over Kevin though, bro.
I'm not clout chasing, bro.
Bro, that was a clout chasing move to me, my nigga.
Bro, these is facts. I'm not clout chasing about shit.
How's it facts though?
You see the difference between me and everything I'm coming with? I'm showing facts and receipts and proof.
How's the facts of Kevin snitch though, bro?
I call him a snitch. Have I called him a snitch on here?
Yes.
No, I said I believe he told. I didn't call him a snitch.
And
just like the way they alluded that, I told in my case, and nobody, how come nobody saying that about me but them?
Hey, man, great question, bro. But you also said, right?
Why do you even listen to a person that was proven a lie multiple times?
When?
The nigga told y'all that he worked out and got swole and went in the gym and nigga got a whole BBL, bro.
I heard that from him, right? He lost weight though, right?
Like, how do you get to the point in life where you realize you need a BBL as a man? Like, as you looking back in the mirror and looking down.
He lost weight though.
He
lost weight though, bro.
Is the BBL confirmed? Because I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. You said two things on Tuesday that I was like, whoa, this is wild.
Bro, you gotta realize, bro, like.
You said ass shots though, bro. Like, that's wrong.
You gotta realize who with me right now, bro.
You said ass shots though, right? Like,
I ain't say the word ass shot. I said BBL.
No.
I said BBL. You sure?
Here.
If I said ass shots in the caption,
I hope I hope nobody getting no ass shots as a man. The women have something.
Kevin put like fat in his ass and that was wrong.
Bro, his whole lifestyle is a fraud, bro.
No.
You wanna walk? You wanna want me take it? No.
Back up though, right?
Show me what's real about him. He got fucking blow up muscles.
Here, right?
Everything he did.
I'm posting a lot right now, my bro. Here, watch this, right? Who stated right? Kevil got and fatted his ass and shit, bro. And that was wrong, right?
You say what?
Who said Kevil got ass? Sorry,
I said he got a BBL and lipo.
Here, bro. You said Kevil got fat put in his ass.
He probably got fat.
That's wild.
And that's wrong, right?
What you mean that's wrong? No, it's not wrong.
So you know for a fact Kevil put fat in his ass?
Bro, I got his wife. What you think I know?
Bro, how you just
I know
say,
everything.
How you go from saying, I did not say this, to I don't know, like, now you know for
you
a fact.
You said ass shots, bro. I'm not a doctor. I don't know how they do you this said, shit. I know he got a BBL and lipo. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm standing
on. You said right. No, no,
I
no.
I hope not. Kevil, if you watching this, please. Yo, please.
Yo, listen, bro. What you write?
Bro, he posted his ass on his page.
You
man.
Said, right, that bro put fat in his ass. That's not true, though, right?
He probably took it out. He did something to his ass,
on,
bro.
Bro. Come on, bro. Come on. Don't nigga, man. Bro.
He got right, his look, ass look. Played with, bro. Where the camera's at?
Let me see.
How, bro?
Oh.
How's
no.
that, though? Bro.
Like,
no,
stop
bro.
It, bro.
No,
like,
no, here. You, here. Show it again, bro. Bro, this for the fucking like size, my nigga. Like, see yo,
it's not the
bro, it's capping. Right, see right bro. There, bro. Right, not as right.
Why you defending them so hard? Nah, if you don't got no type
nah.
If you don't got nothing going on.
Nah, bro, he's lying on nigga though, right?
How much? I just want to know.
You lying on nigga though, right?
I just want to know how much.
Nah,
bro.
Don't. Cause you lying right
I
there,
ain't
my brother.
Mad at you. Nah, just bro. Don't play with me when you do it. You feel me? You can defend nah, him bro. And do all that shit. Just
listen
don't
up,
play
bro.
With
because you're lying though, bro.
Get your money.
Nah, bro. Listen though, right? Cause you're lying right now, bro. Right? You stated, I ain't never said shit about the ass. Now with
bro,
your,
do you know what a BBL is?
Bruh.
Brazilian butt lift.
Yeah, and? And what though?
Bro, I ain't the first spot.
You're right. But you said right for a fact.
No.
Bro,
no, stop
wait,
touching
wait.
My hand,
wait, no, right, right, let's, right? You stated right for a fucking fact that Kevil put fat in his ass. Just say, yo, bro. I have no proof of it, and I was wrong.
Bro, I'm done.
You right? You lied on him, though.
I didn't lie on him.
He got, like, his pecs done, I
I'm
think.
Done talking about it, though. I feel like what's right? understood don't got to be explained. Like,
you lied on him, though.
All right, fuck the BBL. Let's move on.
You lied on him,
though,
bro.
It's another lie.
Hey, I feel we not getting nowhere
right
Kevin, now.
Man.
No, I just want to.
He got called lying on Kevin just now, bro.
I didn't.
Bro, that's a big fat lie. Bro, listen, right? It's a big difference between, yo, like, he got, like, his, you know, like, pecs and, like, you know, like, his abs done, right, to... Bro, playing fat in his ass like talking to other niggas, man.
Okay,
with,
so that,
bro.
So
man,
that, so,
bro, that's a lie, man. Like, come
so that
on, bro.
Picture
like,
you got,
nigga,
that
bro.
Picture you got right there, could that possibly be from the lipo? Did they turn him over and then
that's
the other
it,
side?
Bro. Like, come bro, on, bro.
Wait till the interview where his wife, Don, come out. She going to tell you herself.
And she hates Kevin. She's going to lie on Kevin. She hates him.
Listen,
like, come on, bro.
I'm way more credible than all y'all.
How?
Just show one lie
how?
I got caught in. I could catch him another lie.
I just showed on a lie right there, bro.
No, wait. Hold on. Radio. What I'm saying is.
You said right for a fact.
Flacco.
I didn't say it.
Flacco, hold on.
Catch me in one lie.
Hold on.
I just
what I'm saying is that picture you showing right there, is it possible that's from his lipo? That's what I'm saying.
No, he got his eyes.
Right, you see right there?
I ain't no doctor, but I do see somebody on their stomach.
I got another question.
Bro, listen. I just caught you lying, my nigga, but go ahead, bro.
I'm finna show you one of your boy, one of his other lies.
Okay.
They say that because they was asking, like, why she homeless, why she ain't doing this, why you don't just go sell that $100,000 chain I got you? That chain out $100,000, bro. That shit's silver. She took it to a jeweler. It's a video right here with a jeweler.
Yeah.
He told her, you lucky if you get $100 for this shit.
Can we finesse the bitch? Yeah? like, and?
He lied. I'm just showing you why.
Okay,
you
okay. Finesse the bitch.
Standing trying to defend a nigga.
No,
I'm just showing you why he lying at.
Bro, right?
And you, how, it's like, how can you tell me you not pay or you not his homie right? And I suppose.
Pay what, bro?
I suppose every lie. And you,
paid what,
and you just make excuses for it.
No.
And then you try to make it look like I lied. Like,
bro, you just said Kevo put fat in his ass. That's different from getting like your pecs and like, you know.
I didn't say that, bro. I don't know what he did. I don't know if he took it out. I don't know if he put it in. I don't know what he did.
Paul McGill, he just stated, right? Right?
You did say he got a BBL.
Yes, that's what I said.
No. He stated, right, that Dom told me this shit, right?
When you get a B, who, anybody got a BBL in here? Not yet. When you get a BBL.
Did you just ask?
Because I'm trying to see, like, what's the procedure? Like, do you put fat in?
Put the fat back in.
Yeah, but Kevin got liposuction.
They take the fat out and they put it back somewhere else.
His wife told me, he said he wanted a bodybuilder booty. He said he got lipo at first, he worked out, and his body, he ain't like the way his bottom half looked.
It's unverified still, bro. Right? Like, so.
He posted it himself.
What?
Bro.
No, again, Kevin got his pecs, biceps.
How
right
you know that? How you know that?
At,
you defended him. You defended him more. He defended himself,
no,
bro.
He posted, right? Right? But you can't, like, take that shit, right? And say, yo, listen, Kevo got like, his fucking ass done and shit. That's a lie now.
All right. Fuck the BBL. Let's move on. What's next? What's next when it comes to?
Oh.
I'm tired about that part.
The case.
Read this. If you tell me, would you respond like this if you didn't get a BBL?
What?
Is that a response of a nigga that didn't get a BBL? You going hell no. Stop playing with me.
He said, some months back, I said, fix all this shit, gang. I can't be out here bad body.
What was he responding to, though? What was the question?
It said, what, you got a BBL on phone them? That's what it said.
You want to read it? I want nothing. You read it.
We got a BBL on phone them. We don't care what's up months back.
Now watch him come up with something.
Keep out here back.
Okay, he didn't say he got a BBL, bro. What?
No, listen. Bro. Here, right? Kemba told us, right? Again, he told us, yo, I got my body done, right? Meaning like his pecs, his ass, right? He broke it down for us. Now, this nigga's saying that he has some information that we don't know. The Kemba got fucking fat put in his ass. That's not true.
Did he say that?
Hey, this was
yes.
So do you got any information about the BBL?
This what Kevo said.
Yeah. At that time, you were way bigger. You wasn't fat.
I was fat. I was 284, bro. Right now, I'm 220. You know, abs and everything. You get what I'm saying? Like I told you in the interview, I said, bro, I'm gonna go to jail. I'm gonna work out crazy and get my body. Now look at me. You feel me? Everything I told you, I did.
Right.
Everything.
Right. Now
you. We know this though, bro. Like, bro, put that proof, bro. You got
caught
lying. No, listen, right?
He
got caught lying. I bring other shit, my nigga, right?
You know the type of nigga he is?
You got caught lying right now, though, bro.
He'll do an OnlyFans guy, how to lose weight, and scam all these people and make them think he lost weight. That's all he been doing.
How to scam though? He lost 60 pounds.
How to get a Rolls Royce, and you rent a Rolls Royce and scam all these people. That's how he's paying for Rolls Royces and shit now. He's been scamming from the beginning, bro. He's scamming every way. First, he started out bank fraud scamming. Now, he's scamming his fans, bro.
Can't you a scammer, too?
Doom.
It's easy. If you a scammer, any scammer, no. To tell somebody, oh, I can make you $20,000, you got to look like $20,000. So what he doing? He was renting and she's buying fake clothes, bro. All that shit. Yeah. All this shit was fake. He show me somebody that Kevo made rich off them guys, off them OnlyFans guys. It should be people coming. Kevo made me a millionaire. Nobody ever. He's scamming y'all. That shit false. He's scamming you right now. He scammed your fucking brain.
How though?
How though? Fucked up in the head.
How though?
Like, what's wrong with you?
How fucked up though?
I don't know if you.
I caught you capping the dog, bro.
Either you paid or he scammed your brain.
I caught you capping. Now you out here trying to get defensive, bro. All
right, show me how I'm lying. I ain't running for nothing.
Bro, Ken, right? Just now, my nigga, right?
You said to change the subject.
Nah, bro, listen up, bro. I caught you capping. Now you trying to like switch this shit, bro. Again, you said for a fact. That man put fat in his ass, and Dom told you, right?
Show me why I said that.
Bro, you just said it here, my nigga.
All right, so we gonna when it come out, we gonna see about that.
What you mean, you a fraud, my nigga, bro. Like, it's crazy, my nigga. Yo,
one
wait.
One thing about the internet, bro. Whatever you say is death.
Bro, listen, right.
That's why he keep getting caught in lies.
Bro, listen, right.
That's why I don't lie to these people because I started understand off, whatever right, saying, you say right? is death.
You started off right again by saying right, yo, I never said that, right? I said, bro, you said it on the phone. Now it was, Dom told me.
So on the phone, he said he has some evidence that he got the BBL, basically.
It was already out at that point.
Yeah, right? And then right, he said, right, that Kevin put fat in his ass. That's cap. You got a proof of it.
When did I say that? Show me that. Well, I'm not saying I didn't, but I don't believe I said that shit.
Flacco, pull it up. I want to hear, bro.
Yo, you're a fraud, bro.
Here. Show me, prove me I'm a fraud. I stand on that.
I bet. Okay, bet.
You gotta get that premium.
Also,
man.
Another thing, I never said he fucked the Grooving Gorilla, bro.
Yeah.
Y'all changed the narrative of that shit too. Well, I said
I was here on Tuesday. Said, you kind of alluded
said,
to that.
I said he tried. I said
hey,
he,
no. I was here, cause
I know what I said.
You said it because
he
was
say
laughing.
He fucked him.
I said he got
on that with him. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying he got on that with him.
Because when I heard you say that, I was like, this nigga say he fucked the Grooving Gorilla.
I'm not speaking on Grooving Gorilla because I don't know that man. And I don't got no issue with him.
All that shit, wild. BBL.
I'm on that with
the Grooving Gorilla shit.
But what I
play that shit, Flacco. I'm here.
Play it now. Why we can't hear it?
Bro, it's a 12-minute audio. I'm trying to find it.
Right, I'm trying to make sure.
It's a timestamp, my nigga. What the fuck, bro? Yo, bro, you not call line, my nigga. Trust me, bro. You going to get exposed real quick.
Come on. I want to hear this, man.
What? Watch this.
Put it to the mic.
I'm trying to find the house there.
Wait, he puts it on the mic. That's right there.
On the channel and interview him, what are the main things that you think I should ask him?
Ask him what block you from in Chicago.
Where I say that at?
What? Yo, bro, you alluded to the whole... Bro, listen, right?
Where did I say that at?
No,
Show me the time stamp that I said that.
Yo, cap right there, right?
We not finna do Adam no said, right? No small talk, none of that.
Adam said, right? Why would a man, right, put some fat in his
who
ass,
said,
right?
Who said that?
Oh, right?
Who? My name, Adam. And
he stated,
what's
the right?
What's my name?
Oh, wait. Adam stated, right?
Adam said
right?
That.
Why would a man put fat in his ass? And then, and he stated, yo, listen. Bro. I got receipts of everything, right? And he told me he wanted to make his ass fat because what? Like what?
No,
what,
I didn't. I didn't say that.
Bro, you a fucking fraud, my nigga.
Bro, this shit
you're
is out here.
Nigga. Bro, listen, right?
Do you not realize people gonna see this?
Yes, bro. You a fraud, my nigga. Right? Right?
Like, do you know I don't gotta argue with you about this shit?
How though? Bro, listen.
Unless y'all delete this shit off the fucking, like.
No, that ain't happening. Go ahead.
What's wrong with you, bro?
Let's move on.
No.
Y'all not listening to each other.
I'm listening, bro.
I got the videos on my page, but he actually put the picture of his ass on at a BBL because he thought I had that.
Wait, he got a BBL?
I think you need to put the headphones on.
Uh-huh. Have the fat put in his BBL,
bro. You say, yeah.
He said he had a screenshot that was put out.
Play
it
again.
Is that what you just showed me right now, the screenshot?
Yeah.
Adam asked him, right? Did Kevo put the fat in his ass? And he said, yeah, right?
No.
Okay, here.
Play that.
Okay, here, play again.
Then we shouldn't be on this, bro, because they can rewind this and listen. This ain't nothing to debate about.
If you notice, every watch this. I got the videos on my page, but he actually put the picture of his ass on at a BBL because he thought I had that.
Wait, he got a BBL or was it lipo? He didn't have the fat put in his
ass. Yeah, bro.
Right?
Just stop, bro.
No, right? Russell, get Kevin,
subject,
right? No, right? All right,
Flacco. Next subject. Let's go.
Next subject. Kevin got
it. We gonna agree to disagree,
right?
On the BBL.
We gonna let the fans decide in the comments.
Right, Kevin got abs.
Not the pass,
right?
Again.
Okay.
Not the
abs.
Flacco, wait, my guy.
What?
That's your boyfriend or something?
Abs, packs, abs, and the lipo, right? Right?
Let's move to the next one. Let's move to the next one.
Oh. The
next subject. Let's go.
But the girl thing, right? But the 18-year-old and like 13-year-old girl. Tell us a story about that.
Now, out of everything that he actually said, this the only thing I believe. What? Well, I think he actually believed to be true.
Okay.
Because I did get arrested for that charge, but it had nothing to do with no fucking sexual shit. I was a senior. The girl that they was talking about was a freshman. I had a girlfriend, everything in the school. That was a junior or some shit. But long story short, she was harassing my girl. This some shit my whole school would know about. Uh-huh. She was harassing my girlfriend, like drawing pictures of her, doing all type of weird shit.
Yeah.
Stealing shit from her, all type of shit. She asked me to basically be her boyfriend. I'm hell nah.
Uh-huh.
She cannot go around telling people that I'm your girl. I'm hell nah. She come to school one day and give me a big ass tablet. She about, how about now? Tell your friends, but I'm still not claiming this girl, none of this shit. She come back to school, she keep giving me shit. She give me a tablet, she give me a laptop, she give me a cell phone, she give me some studio equipment, all type of shit.
I would've took it. Uh-huh.
So at this point, one day she come back to school and she asked for it. I don't got that shit, I sold it. I sold it on eBay.
Uh-huh.
The only thing I had left was the laptop. I sold it to somebody in the next apartment complex from me. So I thought that was the end of it. That was my mama's shit. She looking for it, she's starting to, you know, look at me. I don't know what to tell you. I think a few days later, I'm in my science class, and the school officer come and get me and lie and say my mama in the office. I noticed a lot of because she would have called me.
Yeah.
So once they get to telling me, I get to walking in the hallway. I walk past the girl, she crying.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, what the fuck going on?
Uh-huh.
I'm in the office, and they like, they saying that you and her messed around in the school.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, where they say I did it at, and they said in a specific area where his camera's at, so I really never was worried about this shit. But long story short, the officer knew it was bullshit. Everybody knew it was bullshit. He wrote the charge up as like a misdemeanor or some shit, but it was still a sex crime.
Mm-hmm.
When I went home,
A misdemeanor for fucking a girl?
Let me finish the story, bro.
All right, go ahead, bro.
When I went to the police station, I signed the I-bond and went home. Didn't pay no money. Went home, went to go get that laptop, bought it back, came back to school, gave that shit to them, told them it's all I got. It was over merchandise. Her mama told her to say that shit, that we did that shit. She was mad. I had thousands of dollars of merchandise, told them get it. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I got proof of this shit, bro. Her brother, I got messages of her brother, me and him talking, bro. Like,
uh-huh.
we this shit, not no fucking, no pedophile, what? None of that shit, bro. They never came to court, not once.
Uh-huh.
If you look at the arrest record, if you look at it, it says stricken off. Go look up what that means.
You got it?
I'm not. Yes.
Yeah.
You could. Let me go to his name. It's on Facebook.
And he's referring to, I think Big Folks came online. Well, came here. Yeah, and said that.
Yeah, Big Folks said that shit. It's also defamation of character. Some nigga named Nina Boy went on there and lied and said, I'm convicted, all type of shit. Like, y'all don't realize he's sending y'all stupid ass off to say this shit. It's a reason he's not saying it, because he know what's going to happen.
And, like, wait, so, like, and, like, who's Nina Boy?
I don't know who the fuck
Nina
he
Boy,
is.
Nina Boy, the homie from East Coast.
So how would,
he's
like,
a contact creator.
He's a East Coast nigga.
No, he's from, like, in L.A. East Coast.
Oh!
Some gang shit.
And he knew about the case from Chicago?
Cool. Kevo told him. That's the same dude that called him a sex symbol.
Who, Nina Boy?
Yeah, a couple people called him
Nina
a sex
Boy's,
symbol.
I don't think Nina Boy. He's called him a sex symbol?
Hold on.
Oh, good.
Yeah, listen up, bro. I don't
know. Nah.
Yeah, listen. I ain't heard that, but hey, fuck it. If you got receipts, you got receipts. Mm.
He's
Kevo is a real life sex symbol.
Hold on, they only.
Dang, okay. Y'all tripping about
y'all telling him he ain't paid for this?
Kevo got his body done. Ain't nothing wrong with that. He got his body done. A lot of famous multi-millionaire rich people get their body done.
That's true.
But
yeah, of course.
Once you steal, when you get your body done,
drink out of
done turn to a, he's a sex symbol now. This is what Kevo is.
He turned to what he said, yeah.
So y'all telling me they just all saying the same shit? They all feel that way?
A lot of higher up celebrity niggas, they get light bone shit.
They are, I know that.
They do that.
Now he.
Who all saying it though?
This another quality of a rat. He get exposed for that shit, now he going to tell other people. Oh, other rappers getting it. Like, that's what rats do, bro. You get under pressure, you get to throwing names out.
So.
Now he's trying to make it look cool.
Wait.
Now he's trying to act.
Right?
Now he's trying to change the narrative. He paid Shade Room and had them post them and make it look like
it's back to the rat stuff, though, right?
This is what I'm doing.
You see that, right? It's back to like the rat stuff, though, right? You keep on like alluding to it. Now, like, what proof do you have that Kevo's a rat, though?
I didn't say it's them. I'm saying what I believe. I can say what I believe.
And like, he believes you're a pedophile, and that's cool, right?
I just prove I ain't. When we go to the website. Prove you not a rat.
Show him on the website.
Prove you not a rat, bro. It's so simple. Print show paper. You only got to print it. Have him come on here and go online. I know y'all got computers back there. You can show
but
that
proof
shit.
That they have to
click the link.
The questions though, right,
his
bro?
Computers.
No, listen, right?
No, that's what
though,
I want,
right,
want y'all to do.
Right, though?
Have big folks prove he not a rat on y'all computers.
I bought you, right, though, right? You sat down for 1 hour and like what? Like 30 minutes, right? I'm not sure, right? But you sat down for like 1 hour plus. And they didn't like show you like enough to say, yo, like, he's a rat for sure?
Bro, they showed me paperwork and shit, but I'm not reading all that shit, bro. I don't care who a rat. I got the content, bro. I let them get their voice. My intentions was to get the side from Kevo, bro.
And you don't think, though, like, that's dangerous, though?
I'm not
shit.
I'm not worried about dude, bro.
And wait.
You can't call nobody a rat if you ain't got no paperwork. We know that.
Right? Like, okay,
I didn't
right.
call him a rat. That's the difference with me and you.
Yo, you just
you called
though.
Me a clout chaser. You said I'm lying. You said it's false allegations.
Yeah, bro, you was clout chasing.
It's a difference. You don't even know me, bro.
Bro, listen.
You
again,
don't even
right,
know
bro,
who you
right?
be playing with
right?
half the time, bro.
Bro, listen, right, bro. But, bro, listen, though. I'm positive, right, that you just lied about, you know, like the fact, you know, in the ass.
Let's move bro, from we, the BBL. We talking about something else.
Shit, right? That I'm
you,
confident
you,
about,
gonna,
right?
You're going to regret this.
Right?
When you watch this shit, you're going to regret
right?
this shit.
And then, like, two, right, bro? Again, I don't agree with bringing on a nobody just to say some shit about some nigga and who's lit just to get some views.
Who's to say he a nobody? What make you a somebody?
I seen his views. He's a nobody.
That make you a nobody?
Yes.
Then you a nobody then.
Hey, man.
Well, Flacco, before you came on this platform.
We all
you
equal,
didn't,
bro. You
wait,
talking
hold
about
on,
nobody's
hold
a somebody.
Before you came on this platform,
yeah.
Your views wasn't doing the biggest.
Yeah, of course.
You was grinding. You was trying to come up.
Yeah, of course.
That don't make you, you know what I'm saying, a nobody. You was somebody.
That time, right, yeah,
but
of course.
But I'm saying, what you was doing as you consider a nobody got you in the building here and make you do, on a bigger platform and do bigger shit. You shouldn't down nobody just because they're hustling.
No, right? I'm not like telling him, right? I'm just saying, right, bro? Like,
you just saying, why give the attention to somebody that you don't know nothing about?
It wasn't about, listen, right?
Why not? I don't see why.
It wasn't about dudes' music.
I don't understand how people how y'all think y'all want to hold people back and hide people and hold people down. Like,
it wasn't about dudes' music.
What's wrong with spreading the light to people, bro?
It wasn't about dudes' music, right? Right?
You look down on people calling nobodies and
it
shit.
It wasn't about dudes. Bro, listen, right? It wasn't about dudes' music, bro. Brought him on.
He rapped on that. What you mean? Bruh. It was about his life story. This
the whole
is part
title.
Of his life story. A nigga,
the whole title
he
is.
He believe a nigga told on him. That's part of his life story, gang.
Bro, that's cap, bro. Because the whole title is your bandmate coming.
Did you watch the whole interview?
Of course. Look, right?
The whole interview is talking about rapping?
No.
But if somebody gets somebody to the platform and they say some shit, they're going to put that story out there.
Look, right? Look, bro.
In the title.
Right.
Let me see.
Look, bro. That's the whole title.
It says Meeko accuses Bam Kevo of being a federal informant and in the car.
What's wrong with
that's
that?
That's
even a clip. That's the whole interview title, my nigga.
But if that's the juiciest shit he said as a content creator, bro. People are going to take the craziest shit from the title and they're going to put that shit on title. We all do that.
For clips, though, right?
It's not a clip. Right. You know how this shit goes.
No, bro. No, for everything. When they break down, when Adam breaks down interviews,
of course.
He puts two or three things that is interesting in the title. That's what's going to get people to click on it to watch the shit. He's doing
the
same shit everybody else doing.
Right? But,
bro, it was only one clip. If that's the most exciting thing, why wouldn't I do that?
Bro, that's the whole...
I just started doing clips, and I don't do that. Another company do that shit.
Bro, listen, right?
I don't even make
the
title.
Video, right? And the full title of the full interview is... He accused them, of snitching.
If he's coming up, if I go to his page and I see that, I'm going to click on it just to watch and see what the fuck he's talking about. That's what a lot of motherfuckers do. Everybody do that shit.
That's the sole purpose.
When I see 1090 with his shit and his titles, I click on it. When I see Adam shit, I click on it. You know what I'm saying? So ain't nothing wrong with that. That's what everybody do, though.
Nah, right? It's different, though, right? If, like, the main
show me one of your titles.
The interview deal what the interview is supposed to do. He's somebody. He a rapper. He need attention. He need exposure. He got a life story. He got a story to talk about it. He put it out there. He got it.
And like, his like
what's
life story,
wrong
right?
With that?
Bro, listen, right? Because you brought him on with the main purpose of exposing Kevo.
What you bring Bigfoots on for?
It get, right? To respond back to you.
Y'all call me, though.
But you said
it's
something
like,
here, right?
Like,
that was false, though, right?
You're doing instigating that shit, bro.
How?
Y'all think this shit be fun and games, bro?
How's
people
instigating,
die over shit like this.
How's it instigating, though?
What you mean, how's it instigating?
How, though?
If I was a dumb nigga and I would have just got back on here and just went off on all them, bro, like, that's instigating, bro.
Adam called you, right, and told you, yo, bro, I'm on air,
like,
right?
Y'all think this shit just all, like, clicks and views, bro?
Adam called you and said, yo, bro, I'm on air, right? And you said some shit that they thought was not true. So they say, yo, bro, we have to respond back and clear our name. So, like, they tapped in. So, like, how's that instigating?
How he clear his name? What did he say to clear his name?
Who?
Who we talking about, bro? You nervous. You saying who?
How
we talking about one person.
No.
You trying to think.
No, right? Is Bam and Kevo and Big Folks, right? Or two different people, right? Big Folks, like, called in, right? And said, yo, listen, like, that's not his wife. And he, again, he called you a pedophile and, like, you know, it's a weird shit, right? But, bro, and we had to afford them, right? You know, it's basically respond back, right? Why? Because you said some shit on again.
You said you put him on there to clear my name. I mean, clear his name. What did he clear?
I don't know.
Nothing. So
you
how
think
you,
so?
How did you put him on here to clear my name and him clear nothing?
No. Right? Again, it's Big Folks and Ben McKevill say, yo, we have to clear our name. So they like.
What did he clear, bro?
Call it in. Bro, right?
Just answer that. What?
I don't care for that, right? I'm just saying.
You just said
right?
That's what you brought him on for.
No. You stated though, right? That's instigating. I'm saying, right, bro?
If you would have called him and clear his name, that's not instigating.
Bro.
You said, what's the clout chasing 916?
Yes. I think you're a clout chaser, right?
And I think you're a goofy.
Yeah, bro. I think you're a clout chaser. You feel me? Like, yo, right? So, like, so you're like having like an issue, right? With me saying, yo, listen, I think he a clout chaser for doing A. And you don't like agree with that, right? But I like still think that. So like, how am I?
Let me ask you this. And this is we gonna sum this up like this, right? So you saying everything that this man said and what he showed you was false?
No,
is basically what you saying?
No.
Okay,
I'm saying right.
Show me what he said that was true,
bro. I like, I don't even like recall half the shit that was like so during that call. You feel me? Like it was a 4 minute call.
Now you don't recall, bro.
How do he listen, bro? He said this, bro, right?
Bro, you supposed to be you supposed to have your facts together, Flocko.
Then y'all get how though? Then y'all get on here and make it seem like I'm clout chasing, like I'm harassing him, I'm exposing him, doing all this shit for nothing, bro. This nigga harassing me.
How we instigate
this nigga putting bots of addresses he think I live at 1,000 times under people comments I don't fuck with. This nigga dropping socials and security numbers and driver's license numbers. This nigga doing a lot of weird shit behind the scenes, bro. This nigga,
how making, was that like our
this
fault,
nigga
though?
Making fake pages saying I'm trying to kill
how
him.
How was that
shit.
Our fault though,
he,
right?
It's like you fuck with me, then you on some police shit too.
How was that our fault, though, because you said, right?
What you mean, how's your fault? You standing behind this shit. You calling me a clout chaser and you standing behind this shit. Bruh, I'm showing you this shit.
No, right.
And I don't want you being on my side, bro, but stop.
Bro,
stop.
I think you're a clout chaser.
It's like you dick riding, gang.
No, right.
All right, look. We're going to do this. All right. Let's get into the meat and potatoes of it. How did you and Kevo get into it to begin with?
He was clout chasing off
Kevo. Man, shut up. I just said, let the man talk.
What'd you say, Kevo?
Bro, suck my dick, bro. That's a
hey, stop
bro.
Playing before I smack the shit out.
Bro, do it.
Hey, no. Watch out, we ain't doing that here. Watch out.
I'll beat the fuck out of you.
But motherfucker, put you somewhere you don't want to be, boy. Stop playing with me, boy.
Watch out, man.
You think this is a high fun games, boy?